for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Genesis.
Susu Studio.
I drink water, you drink gasoline. One of us is happy, one of us is mean. I love you, but honey, why don't you love me?
Why does he have to be such a whiner?
Yes, well, I love you, but honey, why don't you love me?
This is Genesis?
Yeah. Does it sound like Phil Collins?
No.
No, it's Jack White.
Oh, I was going to say.
This is some of the new Jack White. Welcome to the program, everybody. It's a Terry and Gadge comedy show.
We'll be sued.
It's Friday. Oh, no. this is granted to us courtesy of the Tonight Show.
Dude, we're discussing it.
My buddy Jimmy Fallon told me it was okay to play this via the NBC.com Tonight Show segments /7126, article number 14 of the Oregon State Statutes of Learning Privileges. He's got a TV that's like not working.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a suit that looks ugly.
Dude, he's weird.
He is weird. And Jack White, he's just trying to be weird, I think. He says he doesn't want people having cell phones at his shows. He doesn't own a cell phone. He's got a pedal steel guitar in his song. His new album is so trendy that it's just... not the album, but the record itself. I call it trendy. He's starting a trend, actually. I've never heard of a record playing backwards and all that stuff we talked about on Wednesday.
But into there.
I'd like to welcome our guest, though. He's here. He's Flames. He's back. He's been absent. Where have you been?
Yeah.
It was Father's Day yesterday. Did you get any gifts? Did you get a card?
I got a card.
Good. At least you got that.
From my son, yeah.
It's amazing that he could make it into the store and buy you a car.
I know.
As young as he is, that's always awesome.
He's a good driver.
You just take the cart at the the stroller.
Yeah, he's only 22 months old, but he drives really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they'll let you get your license when you're 16 months. You just can't drive with adults until you're 16 years old.
Oh.
I think that's how it goes, but... yeah, I got a shirt that said I'm sarcastic, which is weird. Is it a gift or are you just being a dick? Did some cocaine yesterday.
Uh-huh.
No.
How was that?
It was shitty. I'm standing in the rain.
Today is the 20th day of June.
It is. Tomorrow night you should go see 30 Pound Test at Larry's. Not just any Larry's, though. It's Lucky Larry's down there.
Any Larry's.
And I heard it's a big old party down there. Electric Funeral's playing, too.
Electric Funeral.
Which is members from...
Electric Funeral.
Northwest Royale, I believe.
Electric Funeral.
Playing classic rock... or, not classic rock. Playing electric acoustic funeral. Versions of metal songs, is what I've heard.
Oh, nice.
Never heard them, but I heard a lot about them. But yeah, go see 30 Pound Test. Those guys are playing. Should be fun.
Yeah.
So Father's Day, that happened last week. And you know what happened? It was a bummer. A guy in Riverside, California was trying to stop his daughter from driving drunk. And he went out. He's 69 years old. And he was in the driveway trying to stop. Don't go. And she ran over him and killed him.
Don't stop. Don't go.
She ran over him and killed him.
Halt and stop or I'll shoot.
I don't think you're getting the weight of what I just said.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not.
She just ran him over.
Yeah, and he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
It was her dad.
Don't stop, halt, and shoot.
I have no
that was a dedicated means. Chick on a...
Don't on shoot a me with David Spade.
Mission.
You guys aren't understanding. It was the day before Father's Day.
She ran him over? For what reason?
Accidentally? See, you didn't understand the story.
Why did she do that, though?
Because she was drunk.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to drive.
All right.
Her dad said, don't drive drunk. Wait, I'm in the driveway. Don't drive. Hey, don't run me over and kill me. Tomorrow's Father's Day. Oh, I don't have to
I
buy
don't
you.
Think he should do that.
No.
What do you do?
I don't think you should stand in the way of a drunk driver when they want to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't try to stop them, but I'm just saying I don't think you should, like, stand in the way of their vehicle.
Well, I don't know whether he was...
Because they're drunk.
I mean, obviously, he must have been standing somewhat in the way because he got ran over. But
probably went in there, I'm standing here, don't drive anywhere. And he didn't think... He thought that she would be in her good mind not to run him over, but she was drunk.
She was 37 and she was driving a BMW.
And how old was he?
He was 69.
So that means he probably did the Tim Conway then.
What's the Tim Conway?
The little shuffle he does. A little, you know, it takes forever for him to get across the stage.
You mean like Dorf?
Dorf, yes. Dorf.
He walks on his knees. Mm-hmm. Poor little Dorf.
Hey, happy West Virginia Day to out all the mountain mamas.
Is there mountain mamas out in West Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, I didn't know that. I thought that was a
John
fake.
Denver.
I know,
told
I thought
that.
That was a fake thing that he's just writing a song about.
What, mountain mamas?
Yeah, is there a real thing?
Mm-hmm. Mountain mamas.
So,
you don't think a mountain mama's a thing? If you were a mom and you lived in the mountains, wouldn't you be a mountain mama?
I suppose so. I just didn't know. I thought that was more of a lyric than a thing.
Mountain mama?
Yeah, I would say it again.
Mountain mama.
You said it a lot of times already so far. Uh-huh. I'm gonna edit them all together and see how many times he said mountain mama in the last seven seasons of episodes.
Mountain mama.
Well, I always thought because the West Virginia College, they're the Mountaineers, I always thought they should be the mountain mamas instead.
Yeah, but that's kind of sexist because there's not everybody is, not only are they not all females, but they're not all mamas.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the mountain mamas and papas.
Dude, if you look up mountain mama, I'll tell you that in Virginia, they have a mountain mama road.
What is it?
A mountain mama road.
What's the name of the road?
Mountain mama.
Okay.
I'm mountain mama.
That's how my little brother was born.
Mm-hmm.
From dad, mountain mama. on a bear mm-hmm. rug in front of the fireplace.
Yep.
Yeah. In the living room, Mountain Mama.
West Virginia Mountain Mama.
Your vagina, Mountain Mama.
Yep.
Mountain. Got my horse penis, Neapolitan in her pussy. I don't even know what that means. Was she fat?
Mountain Mama?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't built like a mountain.
Because, you know, I've called ladies mountain mamas. They were just like...
But she was real like a brick shit house.
She had a mountain in her nether regions. It was like the front butt, but I called it a mountain mama. It prevents me from mountain mama.
Mountain mama.
I was prevented from mountain mama from the front, so I had a mountain mama from the back.
It was a roadblock.
It was a vaginal crevice roadblock. They call it a cock block. You could just stick a gobstopper in there. That's also known as a cock stopper.
Mm-hmm.
Cock block and gobstopper. That's what they wanted to call gobstoppers first, cock blockers. It was just a big ball that you put in your mouth. Like, that way it was the cock block. That way you couldn't molest children if they had a gobstopper in their mouth. I saw a fat lady once that really wasn't fat.
What happened?
She had a 47.5 pound tumor in her abdomen.
Really?
So it wasn't fat. It was just like a bloody, pulpy mass of fucking grossness. It was in there for like 2 years. This is a lady that's real. She's from Tucson, Arizona. And she had no health insurance at the time. No health insurance. You know what health insurance is? She had no health insurance. And so she just left it in there, and it got bigger and bigger, and then finally Obamacare saved her. But they took it out. You should see. I don't have the picture right here, but it looked like Swiss cheese.
Yuck.
Yeah. It was a tumor off of her inferior vena cava.
An inferior vena cava?
Yeah, there were so many holes in it due to the tumor invasion.
Yeah,
that they segmented it out and reconstructed it for a new inferior vena cava so they could study it. That's fucking gross. Wow.
That would be gross. Did you go and watch that horse video that I told you about?
No. I was watching this picture of a 47.5 pound blood clot, basically, is what it is.
No, I meant after last week when I talked about that horse pus
That's
video.
A 47 pound blood clot, dude. No, you sent me a video of a horse?
No, I told you about it last week.
You didn't send me. Did you tell me to go Google it or something?
Because
I don't Google
that horse pus video.
I don't Google horse pus, dude. That stuff will make you. I gargle horse pus, but I would never be caught dead Googling a vat of horse pus. I don't like that stuff. My wife is freaked out about it. She watches videos of people popping zits and fucking lancing sores and. She watched this one video of a Chinese guy who had his dick stuck in a fucking air conditioning pipe. He waited 2 days before he sought medical attention because he was so embarrassed.
Would you rather drink a pint of horse pus?
No.
Or a pint and a half of chopped up clown?
Human clown?
Yep.
Is it cooked?
Nope. It's just chopped up chunky clown in a pint and a half glass.
It just depends. There's a lot of factors that it depends on, like where did the area, what area of his body did the clown parts come from? Was it his head?
It was just mixed up.
Could have been his ball sack. I don't want to eat clown balls. I would eat maybe a clown.
It's just a risk. It's a matter of trust.
I think I would rather eat a clown's butt cheek than drink horse pus.
All right.
But I would not want to eat a clown's penis or like an eyeball or his uvula or anything weird.
You wouldn't
that.
Know because it'd be all chopped up.
That's the point. That's why I wouldn't want to do it. So I guess I'd just go with the horse pus.
Oh.
Just kidding. Have you ever had your penis stuck in an air conditioning pipe?
Yes.
Did you wait 2 days before you sought medical attention?
3.
Well, how did you get your pipe?
I remember that one time I was working at a factory, and it had a conveyor belt, and I used to like to rest my dick on there.
On the belt?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then one time, my balls got caught underneath it.
Yeah?
And it ripped a giant hole in there.
In your balls?
Yeah.
Sack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was embarrassed. I didn't want to tell anybody to go to the hospital, so I just stapled it shut. We had like a staple, one of those staple guns, warehouse staple guns.
You should always use super glue for balls.
So I stapled it shut, and then I waited, and then it grew to the size of a grapefruit, and I had to have it removed.
So you have no ball sack now?
Yeah.
Damn. Nutless.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy, different story completely, but he was painting in the nude outside. He slipped and fell, and he fell dick down on a fucking air conditioning pipe.
Dick down in a hole.
He didn't think that anyone would believe him, so he tried everything he could think of to get that damn thing off his cock.
So you're telling me you fell into it?
He fell into the wall and his dick went in the pipe, and so he cut the pipe out of the wall and tried pouring oil and liquid soap, KY jelly. His manhood was so tightly wedged that nothing dripped down. That's a quote. Nothing dripped down. I went to sleep thinking that if I relaxed, it would slide off, but it didn't. It began to get red and inflamed, and I was worried that I would get a terrible infection. So they were unable to treat him, so they called in the fire brigade. And it took... Why were they calling a fire brigade? It took the firefighters 4 hours to remove the pipe from his penis.
All you need is a Dremel tool.
How? Cut it from the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you're going to cut your penis.
No, you got to be careful. Come on.
Dude, how careful can you be?
Well, you fucking go down all the way, but not all the way through the pipe.
It taint a regular job. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Taint.
I still don't know how he accidentally got there.
Well, you should have paid attention to the story. You want me to read it again?
No.
His name was Lian Tan.
Lian Tan!
He slipped and got himself stuck in the pipe while painting in the nude.
I know, I remember that. He was painting in the nude, but how did you slip and then get your dick stuck in a pipe?
I don't know. We'll call him later on the show. I got his phone number here.
Because if your dick's not hard, it doesn't seem like it would be able to go shoved into a pipe, right?
Maybe painting makes him very excited.
All right, but even then, I mean...
That's why he said, I thought when I went to sleep, it would go down, maybe.
You would have to fall at a weird angle then, wouldn't you?
Maybe he was eating Cialis.
The only way that would happen is if your dick was pointing straight out, like 90 degrees from the wall.
Oh, this is from China. That's why, because their dicks stick straight out, no matter if they're hard or not. You ever seen a Chinese dick?
No.
Okay, good. Try to stay away from those because they're gross.
Do they have a China hat on the end?
No, but they're... No. They're yellow, though. If you ever see a yellow penis... I think they our have, guests they, fell
their
asleep.
Their peni have jaundice.
He's Candy Crush.
Did you ever watch the Superman movie? Which one was your favorite?
God, dude, there were so many. The only one I really saw was the original first Superman with Christopher Reeve.
Oh, that's the only one you watched?
I think
Wasn't Gene Hackman in that one?
Yeah, he was Lex Luthor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be played by Bryan Cranston.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember towards the end of Breaking Bad, they actually told him they looked like Lex Luthor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you watching? Biggest abscess in the world. I wondered why you got so quiet. Oh, turn that off. That's gross. Flames is watching pus videos. Okay, would you rather drink all the pus out of that biggest abscess or eat part of a clown? Is that what you said?
Yeah, eat an entire clown.
An entire clown?
Yep.
That's a bigger...
Oh,
that's
wow.
A bigger bucket of clown sauce right there is what that is.
Depends on what the clown looked like. I definitely wouldn't eat that. That was for sure.
Would you rather drink some of that or
no.
Lick the shit out of a fat whore's ass?
Yeah, I'd have to say I'd lick the shit out of a fat whore's ass.
Are you excited to see 22 Jump Street?
No, dude, but I've heard people saying that it's awesome and it's awesome and it's awesome.
Are you excited to see Ping Pong Summer?
No, but I saw Ice Cube on At Midnight, which was weird because I didn't know he was a comedian. He's not. Flames got a hit. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. That was mean.
You know.
What are you saying?
What? What did you just say?
I said Ice Cube isn't a comedian.
Oh, yeah, but Ice-T is.
No, but Ice-T has his new band back together.
Body Count.
Body Count is back.
Body Count.
What?
Yeah.
Did you just say Body Count's a new band?
No, he's got his old band back together.
Okay.
It's like a new band because they've been broke. I did say that. You busted me for sure.
All right.
But no, Ice Cube is not in the band.
He's a cop killer.
Ice-T is a cop killer, and now he works for SVU.
If it wasn't for him, things would be different.
How so?
Because that cop killer crap would have never went down.
Well, he's got the KKK, bitch.
KKK, bitch. Yo!
Now, what do you guys think about the... We forgot to talk about it all this week.
Oh, How to Train Your Dragon 2?
No, How to Drain Your Dragon.
No!
No, about those people, that guy. They went and shot up another school up in the Portland area last week. Yep. Now, do you guys like gun control, or do you think that everybody should be able to have a gun? I don't like guns. I don't have guns. I don't have guns.
I don't think either one is the correct answer.
That guns are good or guns are bad?
No, I don't believe in... Depends on what you mean by gun control.
Like, do you think that that it should be less easy to get a gun by someone who... Anyone, because anybody could have some undiagnosed problems in their brains. Because ultimately what I think, pictures take pictures, people kill people because people are crazy. But you don't see a lot of school stabbings, mass stabbings or mass bombings. You don't see a lot of school bombings.
You just don't hear about them.
That's what someone else told me just yesterday. Is that true?
Well, you never hear about all the good days that could happen in schools, do you?
True, 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 true.
You don't go like, hey, nothing happened here at this school today except for kids learning.
That's true. But what if a kid came in with a bag of rocks and just started shooting people in the head with rocks?
What if he had a finger gun and you said, that's too much, you're suspended?
Yeah, but you can't give brain damage with a finger gun.
I know, that's why
it's
stupid.
If you hit someone in the head, yeah, that's what I think, too. You should be able to say, pew, pew, I think. I think kids should be able to shoot each other with their fingers. Because that doesn't mean...
I don't know. I think people should have to be responsible with their guns.
People need to take accountability for themselves.
I think it wouldn't hurt to have people take a class in how to handle a gun, even if you don't have a gun.
You know what they need to have classes for? How to be a fucking good parent. That's my whole thing. I'm not the greatest parent in the world, but I think if you do the great job of being a good parent, there's less chance if you do or don't have guns. If your kid finds a gun or gets access to a gun, if he was raised right, he's not going to go shoot innocent people.
It's just like drugs. If you treat it like a taboo thing and
unless they go crazy
and never talk about it, then they're not going to know what to do when they're around them.
Right.
So was he on drugs?
No.
No, he wasn't.
I don't think he was.
Huh? He's on drugs. Come on.
Well,
everybody's on drugs. Mm-hmm. Oh, he had been on like psychotropic drugs,
mm-hmm.
which are things like ADD drugs, you know, Prozac. Yep.
Okay.
Shit like that.
Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm.
What movie's better?
What movie?
Mm-hmm. Prozac or Prozac?
Is that a movie?
Nope.
I think there is a movie called Prozac, but there's a movie called Oxymorons.
What about that one movie, Delirious?
With Eddie Murphy?
No.
The new Delirious?
Delirious with the Fat Boys.
The Fat Boys?
Yeah, you remember those guys?
I do, but I didn't know they had a movie.
Dude, they were all the rage back then, before gangsta rap came, ruined it all.
Well, I know, but
Fat Boys.
But they didn't.
They had a movie. They're disorderlies, maybe it was. They were nursing home people, taking care of old people.
Dude.
Like Ricky Gervais does now.
Delirious was a movie.
Was it?
Yeah. John Candy. Remember? John Candy.
What about the disorderlies?
That has nothing to do with Delirious.
Sure does.
Do you remember
came
Delirious?
Out in the 80s.
John Candy was a soap opera writer. Remember that one?
Huh?
And he bumped his head and got amnesia?
Uh-huh. And then he wrote Problem Child?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Meh.
It was a rom-com.
Disorderlies, that's what it was called. Three bumbling orderlies are hired to take care of an old rich man. Humorous mayhem follows.
So that has nothing to do with
Marky, Buffy, and
Delirious.
Cool, they were in it.
I know, you just misquoted yourself, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can understand that.
Yep.
You been watching your new favorite show?
Yeah.
Undateable.
Yeah. No, I haven't watched it since those two episodes.
Oh, you only
watched
two?
Watch.
Yeah. I think they have 7 or 8 episodes out now.
Yeah, well, they always show 2 of them at the same time. Why don't they just make it an hour long?
I don't know. Because they recorded them at half-hour intervals and...
Well, that's fucked up.
If you don't like it, you're not
Why are they showing them back-to-back and then it's all like blam and then it's over blam?
I didn't know you were so mad about it.
You know, what is it, a 6-week show?
I don't know. It came on mid-season after something else got canceled, so maybe they don't have...
What got canceled?
I don't know. I'm sorry that you're so upset about
what
it.
What show got canceled?
I don't know, but they were waiting for a show to get canceled so they could get greenlit.
I'm going to look then.
Okay. You know that's
what based... What channel's it on?
NBC. You know,
NBC?
You know it's based in Detroit, you know.
NBC, where's it filmed?
Probably in L.A.
They lie.
Well, a dude in Detroit got shot in the face waiting for a bus early Monday morning, and so he just walked home.
What shows, what channels, what night is it on?
Thursdays.
Oh, that's because Parks and Rec went off the air and Community went off the air.
So people still tune into the same channel because a fucking show went off the air?
That's what she said.
He's a naysayer, Flames.
She said.
He's naysaying my man crush. I don't think it's...
No, I don't hate the show. I only watched 2 episodes.
I don't love the show.
Which show is it?
I'm just saying that the 2 episodes I watched, it didn't seem like a show that sticks around very long.
Well,
I could be wrong.
You could be.
You know.
I might not be either. It's called Undateable. It's just a stupid sitcom on NBC.
Mm.
But I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look up something about it. Dude. I've been watching that great show. Who's gonna marry Harry?
What?
What?
You got us both fucking whatting you now.
No, that's a show though.
About the royal Harry, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Even the royal fucking Harry, a prince. Isn't he a prince?
Because he suffers from sass crotch. Yeah. He hasn't shaved his genitals, and so they want to see who married Harry.
What channel is that on?
NBC, what?
Who what married I mean, what tonight is it on?
Who? What?
The Undateable.
I already told you. You go, oh, that's because Community and fucking Parks and Rec. That's the only reason.
No.
Oh, the only reason they got good ratings is because it was on after this show.
That's not
that,
what
you've said that every week, and now we're fighting about it.
Dude, it was on.
It was the number one fucking comedy in the last 5 years. They were on Undateable.
Do you think it was the funniest comedy in the last 5 years when you watched it?
I haven't even watched a comedy in 5 years, so maybe, but I doubt it. I don't think that it's appropriate that it's written by a woman. I'm not a sexist or misogynist or whatever. But if it's a show about guys not being able to date girls correctly because they're too retarded to talk to them, I don't think it should be written by a girl. Shouldn't be written by guys. But I've heard that the guys in the show get a lot of leeway and they get to ad lib and different stuff. So I don't know.
They get a bonus.
It had a one share.
What?
It had a one share.
What did?
Undateable.
I don't know what that means.
It's got a one share. It pretty much means that 3.29 million people watched it.
Okay.
On Thursday at 9. Other shows.
Oh, is that the third week? This last week?
This is June 12th.
I'd be pretty stoked.
This is 9 o'clock. At the 9 o'clock slot, they were the number 3 show behind 2.5 Men and the NBA Finals. The NBA Finals got 12.8 million.
Whoa.
And then the 9:30 slot got a less share. Only 3 million watched it, as opposed to 4.4 million who watched The Millers. And then at 10, 4 million watched Last Comic Standing.
Wow.
And the same amount watched Hollywood Game Night.
I've caught the end of that a couple times. You ever watched that yet?
What?
Hollywood Game Night.
Yeah, I've watched it.
It just seems like a trivia show. Is that what it is? I only see the last minute of
it. It's just a win, lose, or draw type show.
Oh.
People on a couch playing games.
Do they draw stuff, though?
No.
Oh, then it's not like
they
that.
They do stuff like, here's 6 pictures of Brad Pitt. Put them in order from first to last.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only seen the bonus round where they're like, a
here's
thing comes
kids.
Up and they say, he was in this movie with this person, and then they were there, and then they have to guess. Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, one. She gave 2 clues. I don't see how she got it. She's like, she's an actress. She's in everything, and she's English. And the lady's all, Kate Winslet. Fuck, how would you know? What? She's in everything, and she's English? That makes you say Kate Winslet? What?
Kate Winslet.
Yeah, you know what the last part of her name is.
Slit.
Slut.
Slit.
She's got a slit. She's a slutty slit. I don't even know the lady. Slit.
Yeah.
She was in that one movie, wasn't she?
She was in all of them.
Oh.
Panama!
You know that one guy's been in a lot of movies. I can't remember his name.
Nicolas Cage?
No, he was in a ton of stuff.
Charles Bronson.
A ton of stuff.
Jackie Gleason? Sammy Davis Jr.
That's the guy.
He could pop his eyeball out at any given moment. That's why he got so many rolls. Cinnamon rolls are good for eyeballs.
You know who gets a lot of rolls is bread makers.
Yeah.
I had a lot of missed opportunities for several rolls.
Really?
Dinner rolls. Mm-hmm. Tried to cook some Grands cinnamon rolls, and I got a shitty fucking toaster oven.
Uh-oh.
You got to put tinfoil on top where it'll singe the top of the cinnamon.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I don't like singed cinnamon.
Singed in the cinnamon. Cinnamon.
It's hard to say. That's the most reason I don't like it. Because it's fucking hard to say.
Singed in the cinnamon. Cinnamon in the min.
Bam, bam. You guys are getting good.
Cinnamon in the min.
You guys have been practicing in your off time, I can bop, tell.
Bop, bop, bop,
bop. I forgot what I was looking up.
The last time I looked over, you were looking down.
What was the movie that we were just talking about?
Neil Young, Cinnamon Girl.
Cinnamon in the min.
Hey, you guys going to go
see?
You
know a synonym for cinnamon?
Ginseng. You guys going to go see Flotsam and Jetsam?
No.
I'm going to go see Jetsam.
Are you?
But Flotsam can fuck off. Hmm. And you know what? Someone told me the other day that they thought the bikini reminded them of Local H.
What?
I just don't get it.
A Local H?
You keep it copacetic. You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
That's a stupid song.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of those guys. Local H.
I think the only reason that they think the bikini sounds like Local H is because they're a two-piece, too. Local H is a two-piece. But why I'm bringing this up is because Local H is going to be opening for Helmet and Filter at the Hawthorne Theater this summer on July 16th. I would like to see Helmet again. But I don't think I want to see Filter or Local H.
I'd like to see Helmet. I've never seen them.
I've seen them twice.
I've seen them twice. Maybe thrice.
Twice for me.
They're only a three-piece, aren't they?
They were a four-piece for quite some time, but I think they were a three-piece for a while, and now I think they're back to a four-piece again, but not too sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't been doing plugs, so I'm just filtering in, sprinkling in some shows here and there.
You should sprinkle it in.
Oh, I'm sprinkle this in. July 7th, Cannibal Corpse, Hawthorne Theater.
Nice.
Yngwie Malmsteen, June 27th.
Hmm.
At the Tonic Lounge with Uli.
Uli.
Uli. Yeah. Uli. Uli Jonrod.
What about Yuri Geller? Remember that guy?
I don't know who Uli Geller is.
Yuri Gelly. Yuri Geller.
You don't even know what you're saying, Yuri Geller. You're a yeller. Well, who's Yuri Geller? I don't know who that is. Keep saying the name's not going to help.
Wasn't he like
Yuri
that,
Geller?
Wasn't he like a sitar player?
Nope.
No.
That was Ravi Shankar.
Oh, nope. Yuri Geller, he's that guy that could do that thing.
Im Night Shyamalan?
No, he could bend spoons with his mind.
Dude, that's not real.
Who said?
I just did. Didn't you recognize my voice? Hi-oh. I know it's a little lower today than normal, but that's just because I did a lot of heroin last night. Did you know when they invented the drug heroin that it was supposed to save people, and that's why they called it heroin?
Heron.
That could be true or not.
I thought it was because they originally used the blood from a blue heron.
It's not called heron. only black people call it heron.
Heron.
He's like, hey, I'm stuck on the heron. Hey, Ron, want to give me some heron? It'll put some hair on your chest.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron, let's do some heron. It'll put some hair on your chest.
Don't hey, Ron, it's over.
I told Ron, let's do some heron, and it'll put some hair on your chest. And he said, hey. Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron. Isn't that an old Andre 3000 hit?
It is.
Hey, Ron.
It is.
Hey, Miranda.
Hey, Miranda, help me, Ron. Duh. That's what I was
get around in my
get around. I get around. Round, 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 round. Get around, round, round.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah.
Who does?
Get around, round, round.
That's weird that you guys are saying all that stuff right now.
Because fucking today is Brian Wilson's birthday.
Oh, God.
Who's that?
Gag me with this food. You
know, oh, that's the guy that was Tim Allen's neighbor.
No, it was the
Wilson.
No, it was the dude from that Tom Hanks movie.
You know the guy that played, the same person who played the volleyball played his neighbor.
Brian the Volleyball, Brian Wilson. He
Brian
also
the Volleyball was, Wilson.
He like subbed in the Beach Boys sometimes with his beach volleyball. Brian Wilson was a beach volleyball. Did you know that?
Two girls for
he's
every
only,
guy.
He's only 2 days younger than Paul McCartney. And they both wrote masterpieces in the late 60s.
What masterpiece did this guy write?
Pet Sounds.
What?
It's not a masterpiece to me, but it was a masterpiece to Foal. Foal tried to copy
it. No master chef.
What do you think? What album was it? Sgt. Pepper's that was supposed to be the Pet Sounds of the Beatles?
Maybe.
I think so.
I think
something
it's all
like
a bunch of bullshit.
I don't think that's true.
What is the big deal about Pet Sounds now that we got Brian Wilson on the plate?
Pet Sounds.
Yeah, that Beach Boys album that was supposed to be the best album in the world.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's not that good.
Do
you like Pet Sounds?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of the Beach Boys.
What album? What year did it come out?
I got those guys out of my heart a long time ago.
I think it came out like right before Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah, it was the
67.
Same. It was like a couple months before at the most.
Oh, wow.
So you don't know Pet Sounds, Flames?
No.
And you didn't know that it was supposed to be such an awesome album?
Yeah.
You didn't know that it...
I wasn't a huge Beach Boy fan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you like to do instead of surf?
Meow.
Oh, you like to meow?
Meow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, it was released in 1966, actually, a couple years before that, I thought. But
Wow.
It has a ton of hits on it.
What's it called?
It's called Pet Sounds.
Pet Sounds.
Yeah, it's not just like dogs barking, and it has like "Wouldn't it be nice?"
Wouldn't it be nice? Back, back, back.
It's got that one. It's got the Sloop John B.
Oh yeah.
Hang on, yeah. Sloopy.
No, that's a different Sloop song.
Yeah.
It's got "God Only Knows."
Sloopy, hang on.
Alrighty then.
Who?
Nothing. I'm not going to say it because you're just going to sing it.
But I, the Sloop John B. I want to go home. Is that a song? Let me go home. Is that a song they do? I want to go home.
Yeah,
my favorite song of the Beach
I'm not
Boys.
Done. I'm not. Dude, there was additional musicians on this of fucking 50 people. 50. Look at this. You can't see it from where you're sitting, but Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Each person just played one note or what? My you got favorite. People like Ralph Ballantyne, Aaron Belknap, Chuck Burgholder, Hal Blaine, Bruce Botnick, Norm Botnick. Bruce Botnick?
What about Hal Leonard?
Dude, he was the engineer for The Doors. What the fuck's Bruce Botnick doing in there? He produced L.A. Woman. Glenn Ooh. Campbell? What?
L.A. Woman's been a mad bear. What does it say there?
Gary Coleman from fucking Different Strokes played percussion and bongos. That's what it says.
Are you sure it's not Tony Coleman?
Oh, it's Gary. Huh. Gary Coleman. Don't question me.
Oh.
Sid Sharp on the violin. Fucking Billy Strange on the 12-string electric guitar. And Ron Swallow on the tambourine.
Ron Swanson.
Ron Swallow.
Swan Ronson.
Swallow.
Meow.
I went to a school with a guy named Ron Swanson. Now Facebook always tells me he's someone I might know.
Who? Ron Swanson.
The real Ron Swanson. Who always says... Never half-ass one thing.
Half-ass everything.
No, whole-ass one thing.
And
don't half-ass two
rest.
Things.
Wouldn't it be nice if...
Oh, my God. Friday. Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday. Yeah.
Do you guys like Volkswagens?
No.
I like Bajas.
No, you might as well put a lawnmower on the road.
Pretty much, Whoa. But they go great off-road.
No, I know, especially if
Did
you put...
Did you just say pickled grapes?
Especially if you...
What'd you say?
Bajas
pickled
go
grapes.
Great off-road.
Oh, pickled grapes off-road.
Bajas.
Oh, you're laughing at me now? What I
said? Pickled grapes.
Rewind the tape. Time to evacuate. Dr. Dre, rewind the tape. Down to evacuate.
Back
to
pickled drapes.
Off-road.
Have you ever had pickled drapes?
I have.
I've had pickled meat curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening here?
Wouldn't it be nice?
I think it's the fucking mic, not the cord.
I don't know what it is.
What's your favorite Beach Boys song?
Here's a mechanical pencil. Maybe that will help. It's called the Click .05. It has an eraser with hair coming out of it. That's weird.
My favorite Beach Boys song is Billion Dollar Babies.
Yeah. That's Alice Cooker.
Mm-hmm. What? No, that's the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah. They're opening for Motley Crue. That's right. Kiss. Yeah. I mean, Alice Cooper and Kiss. Motley Crue, wait. Alice Cooper, Motley Crue. Motley Crue's last show ever in Oregon.
Yeah.
When?
Sleep Country Amphitheater. Don't know.
I'll fall asleep there.
Oh, Kiss is going to be there, too.
No.
I just heard an interview.
With Motley Crue and Alice Cooper?
No, with Gene Simmons and Tommy Lee.
Oh, he's
Lee.
In Kiss.
Yeah.
With Gene Simmons and who?
Gene Simmons and Tommy Lee.
Oh, he's not in Kiss.
No. So but what? Tommy Lee's in Motley Crue.
Yeah.
And they were in the studio together talking about a show they were doing together.
Yeah?
Man.
What show was it?
It's a recent one. It's a...
Oh, wait, they have a band or something, don't they?
Yeah.
Supergroup?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Midget Kiss?
No, that's Mini Kiss.
Oh.
Midget Kiss?
You ever heard of Midget Kiss?
I heard a Jewish Kiss.
Gene Simmons and Tommy Lee slam Rihanna. Wow, that's a video I want to watch. She said that she promotes fake bullshit. They attack the karaoke.
How do they know it's not real bullshit?
They're attacking the karaoke Rihanna.
Oh.
Why is Tommy Lee and Gene Simmons talking smack together about Rihanna?
Because let me tell you something about Tommy Lee and Gene Simmons.
Okay. It was Tanner.
Okay.
It was Tanner who said that.
Okay.
One of them's named Tommy and the other one's named Gene.
Yeah.
It's no coincidence, you know.
Made a comment about... I think it might be a sign of
the end times. Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, 105.9, the brew.
Yeah, the brew, okay. So, they're coming to the Sleep County Amphitheater August 19th?
Yep.
Who is?
I don't know
Kiss
yet.
And Motley Crue.
No, dude.
Yeah.
No.
That ain't happening.
Dude, no.
That ain't happening.
Dude, no.
That ain't happening.
Dude.
That ain't happening.
Kiss wouldn't play Portland.
They did. They played.
What?
It's Vancouver. They played the Sleep Country Amphitheater last year with Motley Crue.
They're playing there again on June 27th.
Bam.
Dude.
Bam.
They're playing there again on June 27th.
What about August 19th?
Dude.
What?
Dude.
It's a Motley Crue set list.
They're playing at the White River.
Oh, August 19th, 2012. Whoa. They played last year.
No, they're playing there again. They're playing
last year. That's 2 years ago.
They're playing the Sleep Country.
That's right. It was 2 years ago.
They're playing the Sleep Country, and they're playing the White River Amphitheaters.
Who? Motley Crue?
Kiss.
Yeah, but Motley Crue is playing there with fucking...
With Alice Cooper.
Yes. So why is Tommy Lee and Gene Simmons talking shit about Rihanna? I love her.
Dude, you know what? It's weird. Kiss is all corporate because they're playing the Pepsi Center, then they're playing the Sleep Country Amphitheater, and then they play
Verizon
then they
Wireless
go to,
Building.
Then they go to play the Sleep Train Amphitheater in the Sleep Train Pavilion.
The Sleep Train.
Working on the Sleep Train.
I'm the guy from the Sleep Train.
Who's buying all these goddamn mattresses?
Somebody told me just last week, I think it was your neighbor, the new mattress store opens every week in Albany. What the fuck?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Mattress Land! Why buy
that's
a mattress?
Who's buying
anywhere?
All these goddamn mattress?
Dude.
All these thousands of people that live in
that's
Albany.
That's the plural of mattresses.
You spend a third of your life on your bed.
Meow.
Unless you're homeless.
Yeah, but how often do you buy a goddamn bed?
Once, if you buy the right one.
How I know, exactly.
So
you just got to be easy when you're having sex on it so you don't tear it up
I
so
can't
bad.
Do that. I got to tear it
well,
up.
Well, I know. That's
no,
what I'm
but
saying.
I'm saying, all I'm
if
saying
ever
is if you're only buy one bed in a lifetime.
Okay.
Because if you ever saw Rihanna getting slammed by Tommy Lee and Gene Simmons on a Sleep Country mattress, you might just think twice.
You might be a redneck.
You might be a racist.
You might be a bird.
You might be a misogynistic racist.
Dude, we came up with the bird thing before Portlandia did.
You put a bird shit on it. You might just be a bird. All right, what's it on the CD player to gay? To gay.
To gay.
I'm going to get a guess.
It's kind of to gay for Bahamas.
I'm going to guess. Okay, then I'm going to guess.
Late 60s, early 70s organ rock.
Doors?
Yeah, we have a...
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Nope. Doors.
He King said
it.
Crimson.
Doors. He already said it.
Tangerine.
And it's like a really opposite of a hard procession.
Incense and peppermints.
Nope.
Strawberry alarm clock.
It's the Doors, you guys.
No.
Said.
Okay.
Fuck. It's not a hard procession. It's a...
soft parade.
It's a soft parade. That's right. Come on, come on, come on and touch me, Hans. Oh, wait, what? Hans, listen to the Doors again? What's up, dude?
How many Doors songs are good?
Let's ask Hans. Hans, are you listening? How many Doors songs are good?
12. No more than 12.
Flames is looking through a big hole like he's going to say zero.
No, they got a few good songs.
What about...
You already said they didn't.
Roadhouse Blues.
I got myself some Roadhouse Blues.
I woke up this morning and I got myself a beer. I woke up this morning. Let me say that again.
That song was Sam Elliott and Patrick Swayze.
Blue Oyster Cult?
No, Roadhouse Blues.
Yeah. Yeah, that the Blue Oyster Cult did a version of that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was
Kiss,
a teenager,
you know who they're playing with at the Sleep Country Amphitheater?
Gene Simmons.
Themselves.
I'll give you the first letter is a D.
Dawkins.
Deicide.
Nope.
Damn Yankees.
Two words.
Damn Yankees.
Nope.
Don Ho. Death Angel.
Close.
Death Dealer.
Nope.
Dead Presidents.
Close.
Dead Animals.
Nope. Death.
Dirty Rotten Imbeciles.
Death.
Death.
Dead Kingmaker.
Death.
Debbie Winehouse.
Death.
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 Death Angel.
Death.
Death.
Throne. Napalm Death. No.
Death. Oh, I knew it was Def Leppard. Def Leppard and Kiss, because I have some friends on Facebook who are really stoked about going to see Def Leppard and Kiss.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard and Kiss.
Please, no parking lots will not open until 5 p.m. The only car access to the amphitheater is from I-5 exit 9179.
Do they have special access for one-armed people?
I would.
No, they do not have special access for one-armed people.
That's bullshit.
I would only go to those shows only if they played, if both bands only played their early stuff.
How early is early, though?
Like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know, Detroit Rock City album.
When did Kiss, when was their first album?
1974.
So how long have they been around?
A long time.
40 years.
So early Kiss is now 1974 to 1994. Oh, you're wanting to listen to some Hot in the Shade tracks, are you, Flames, huh? Only if they play Hot in the Shade, I'll go and see them.
Anything when it was the originals. Preferably Detroit Rock City.
Right up until Dynasty. So he's only giving them a 5-year window.
Yeah.
Hot in the Shade.
And Def Leppard only gets a 3-year window, as far as I'm concerned.
Because their first three albums were good.
Pyromania's the end.
Why don't you want to hear Psycho Circus?
Same reason he doesn't want to hear fucking Hypotherapy. Or fucking Hypothermia. Or fucking Hysteria or whatever it's called.
Ma'am.
Is that the one that Gene
Simmons... Hypothermia!
Is that the one that Paul...
Leave me be. You know that song, Hypothermia? Hypothermia, yeah.
I want to know if they're still playing Let's Put the X in Sex.
They do, and on that album, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits.
Yep.
What were the thrashes on that album? When did Kiss become a thrash band?
Beth.
ballads, and fucking Fallons. Jimmy Fallons.
Dude, I remember.
Shock me.
Dude.
I listened to Smash.
I was in the bar the other day because I'm an alcoholic, and I was listening to the songs that were coming out of the jukebox because I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And on comes a song that I could have swore was Shock Me by Kiss.
Shock me. You know you want it. Shock me.
And then it gets going and it's fucking Buck Cherry saying, I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine. Dude, they totally stole the riff from that song. I'm going to expose it next week. But before this song gets over, I was listening to Black Sabbath's Master of Reality on vinyl.
Yeah.
I almost missed the fucking window there. And that would have had me crawling through the door. The doggy door. Oh, man. Yeah. You know, and all this week I haven't been mentioning any of my funny Russian headlines because I couldn't find any.
Mm-hmm.
It was a thing I did for like five episodes, and I had some good funny Russian headlines, but now...
They must have heard you, and so they straightened up their act.
Yeah, now nothing's funny. They're just talking about, like, gas shortages and people crying about gas and gas this and Putin that and fucking...
Gashes, thrashes, and hits.
Yeah, that was Kiss's album about pussies.
All their albums were...
No, just the first 17.
The JJs.
They... The JJ French.
Hey, you know what?
You know the JJ French?
JJ French.
He's the JJ.
The JJ.
You don't think Lick It Up is a thrash?
No, that's a gash.
That's a gash. That's
what about
gay.
Heaven's on Fire.
Another gay one.
Heaven's on fire. I fucking hate heaven. Heaven's not real. Heaven isn't really there. I don't know who's been telling.
Oh, Shout It Out Loud. That's
thrash.
That's a good song.
That's thrash.
That's got a dual harmony lead to start the song out. It's fucking crazy.
Man.
And on the live version, it always has big explosions.
What about Love Gun?
That's about a penis.
Yeah.
They tried to call
I'm pretty sure.
A gun.
I'm pretty sure it's about gun control.
Yeah.
Don't shoot up your school kids. Just shoot them with your love gun.
You know who wrote Let's Put the X in Sex with Paul Stanley?
Brian Adams.
Desmond Child.
I was close. Brian Adams wrote some songs off of Creatures of the Night.
What? Yeah. So did Vinnie Vincent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
Say what now?
Brian Adams was the writing collaborator with Paul Stanley in the 80s for Kiss songs before he cut like a knife.
Cut like a knife.
Before he went to heaven.
Oh, my God.
Before he spent the summer
They kind of look like each other.
They lick my fingers till my fingers bled. Oh, wait. Jimmy quit. Mary got pregnant. And I fucked her in a 69.
What's your favorite Mellencamp song?
Paul Stanley wrote The Summer of 69.
Did you ever go to Mellencamp?
No, I went to the
Cougar.
It was
the
called
Cougar
the
Reservoir.
Cougar Daytime Camp.
Yeah, and what'd you do there?
It was called after school camp.
What'd you do there? You just went there after school.
No, I went and tried to get molested by camp leaders, but I had one leg, so they didn't ever pick up on me because they were afraid of my stump. They thought if they tried slipping it to me, I might just stick my stump up their ass. Take that, counselor! At fucking Lake Titicaca, Camp Matucha. You ever been to Camp Matucha? That's a real place, dude. Camp Matucha.
I've never been there.
Dude, Mac Chase he makes signs. That's his job. He's a comedian on the side, but he had people come in and make a sign for Camp Matucha. It's spelled M-A-T-O-U-C-H-A. Matucha.
Matucha.
It's like, that's in Connecticut.
Who's sending the kids to Camp Matucha?
It provides a traditional day camping that aims to help
really
grow.
You got it?
Wow.
Okay, well, he made the sign for Camp Matucha.
That's in Connecticut, dude.
And well, they do national work over there at the Max sign shop. But he said it's really sad when you can't see the warning signs for the camp when it's actually the sign. For the camp. Camp Matucha.
It's the warning sign.
Here at the Camp Matucha, we like to learn about feelings and long walks in the woods with counselors that...
You'd go swimming, Matucha. Boating, arts and craft, archery, nature, ropes course, and more. All of our staff are hand-selected.
Really?
These professional role models are zany and energetic people dedicated to working with campers to inspire, to form friendships, try new adventures, and create lasting memories.
All right, they got a song that's
a... Sounds meow, like a molestation camp to me.
Camp Matucha. Camp Matucha. Yeah.
Yep. They have such They have such arts and crafts such as woodworking and nothing else.
Oh,
because wood is a metaphor for a hard penis, in case you didn't know that you're just working with hard penises that can't touch you. And if you guys come out to Denny's next Friday, that's a week from tonight, next Friday, we'll be having some Mac Chase action down there. He'll be talking about can't touch you. Mm-hmm. Don't let him touch you, because yep. Can't touch you. We'll have Chris.
You could
Castle
go there to climb and rapple.
Rapple.
Yep, that's climb people, and rapple.
Yeah, that's what people do when they're opposing your views. They're like, rapple, rapple, rapple.
<They're> rapple, rapple.
We're rappelling down the hill. I saw a Tom Green rapple down the fucking hill so he could go sit on the H of the Hollywood sign, which before they enclosed it in like barbed wire fence to keep vandals away, people used to go there and kill themselves.
Nice.
Like a lady jumped from the top. An actress in the 50s went and jumped from the top of the H in the 60s, dude. She killed herself from the Hollywood sign.
No, I don't blame her.
You don't believe her?
No, I don't blame her.
You don't blame her?
Mm-mm.
You can't touch her.
Can't touch you.
Is it really in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Can't touch you. Please come down to Denny's next Friday, you fags. Any fags, please come down. Chris Castle will be all the way from Austin. Mac Chase will be there from Eugene talking about Camp Matucha. We're going to try to get Andy Andrews to come down there and talk about his molesting. Because the next night he's going to be at the Black Forest with Chris Castle, Andy Andrews, Gina Ginsburg, and some others for Chris Castle's going away party when he's not even really here. But he is coming back from Austin to make us laugh at him. But yeah, Mac Chase, Camp Matucha.
You want to know something sick?
I like sick shit. What do you got for me?
Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits was remastered and released again in 2008.
That's fucking sick.
Who?
They remastered a Greatest Hits collection.
Who's that?
Kiss.
Oh.
Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits.
Yep.
So that had Let's Put the X in Sex on it?
Yep.
So you're telling me that was on another album too then?
Mm-hmm. No, that was a new song. Those are the two new songs on the Greatest Hits were that and You Make Me Rock Hard.
That's just horrible.
And they had another one on the UK release, Crazy Crazy Nights.
Crazy Crazy Nights? Mm-hmm. God, that's such
a good... It was written by Don Henley.
That's such a good song title.
It's Crazy Crazy Nights.
Rock and roll crazy nights. You are the hero tonight.
You ever record your dreams?
No, but I want a VCR that will do that, or a Blu-ray.
No,
player.
You record them by pen and paper when you first wake up.
No, I record them on my podcast when I see Ron Funches looking like Questlove playing drums in the corner and a baby falling off a concrete stairway, bumping its head, and then crying.
Why did the baby do that?
I don't even know.
What kind of baby was it?
It was a little baby, maybe 6 months old, and then it was crawling on down the stairs, and then the parents were being stupid. And then the baby was so hurt that it was trying to cry, but it couldn't catch its breath. It was like... And I was like, is that baby going to die?
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up. So that means that in my subconscious, I want Ron Funches to kill a baby with a drumstick.
Have you ever bought a car at a new car?
No. I've never bought a brand new car.
Let me tell you a special trick here, and this is a super secret. I learned it from Hank Hill.
Now, Bobby,
you know, you get to get the best deal.
You need a propane.
You pay the
car.
Sticker price and not a penny more. That's how you get the best deal.
That is not true.
What? He bought 5 cars from a guy. That's how he knew he was honest. Every time he bought it for sticker price and not a penny more.
Mm-hmm. I tell him to take that sticker and shove it up their ass and give me $2,000 off, or I'm walking.
He did. But it was too late.
And then they tried to sell me a fucking Chevy Cavalier 4-door red. What? I said that I wanted like a Nissan Sentra white, and they're like, how about a red Cavalier? I'm
how about this car we can't get rid of for some reason?
Yeah, it's a discount price right now. It's only got 17 million miles on it, but
and my boss told me we got to sell it by the end of the week or I'm fired.
Yeah, so can you please help me save my job? Because otherwise, I'm going to be out living in the car. I'm going to be living in my car.
I once recorded my dreams.
Okay. With a pen?
Yeah, you wake up and you write down your dream exactly how it happened, right?
Right.
And then you like go back a few hours later and you read it and you don't remember half the stuff you wrote down.
That's right. And it doesn't make any sense.
Yep. You don't remember, your retention for your dream diminishes the longer you're up.
Oh, yeah. If you try to think about it,
that's why you got to wake up and right there, you just, that's your pen working right there.
That's weird because that's exactly what my pens sound like. And that's why I don't usually write down my dreams, because I usually go back to sleep for a few hours after I wake up. And I woke up this morning, went with my pen, and then I couldn't go back to sleep, and then I couldn't remember my dream. Fuck!
That's how you do it.
Stupid, dude.
Yep. Sometimes I run across the piece of paper has that dream written on there, and I go, "Whoa, that's a weird dream."
One time I ran across a piece of paper and slipped on it because it was.
That'll happen.
Slick paper.
Yep. That never happened on The Office, though. You notice that? And they were a lot of paper going.
You know how many reams of paper they sold during the 90s?
12.
No. Did you only get one guess? So you lose.
Damn it. All right.
That's incorrect, too, Flames.
Two.
In 11 years, two reams. Do you know how many pieces of paper is in a ream?
Yeah.
500.
A lot.
Those are both correct answers. 500 is a lot of pieces of paper.
A lot.
Like, if you took a ream of paper and shoved it up your ass.
That would really ream you out.
How many reams in a ream?
Have you ever dreamed of a ream?
No.
I don't dream.
I don't dream, bro. When I go to bed, I sleep. Yep. You guys are up all night dreaming and shit. No wonder you're tired. My daughter woke up. She's like, I'm mad. And I said, why? She's like, because I just woke up from sleeping all night, and I feel like I haven't slept at all. I said, did you have any dreams? She goes, maybe. I said, well, if you would fucking stop dreaming so much, maybe you'd get some fucking sleep.
Meow.
I'm going to look it up on the dream.
The dream machine?
Dream means. Dream meanings. Okay, I'm looking it up. Dream meanings for you.
Yeah, just get hold of Gary, right?
Dream meanings.
Dream meanings.
All right, and then I'm going to look up.
Drums, babies,
I'm gonna look up
black comedians.
Ron Funches.
If you have a dream about Ron Funches playing the drums and a baby falling down the stairs, what does that mean?
How do you look at baby falling? What does that look mean?
I've heard that if you have dreams of being on a tall thing that you're about to fall off of, or maybe you're falling, that is telling you that you have too much stress in your life because you feel like everything's about to just fall out from underneath you. Free falling on a ream reaver.
Baby falling, otherwise known as a bawling.
It's like sounding. This isn't sounding like very much fun to me.
Sounding like a lot of fun? Babies falling?
No, sounding.
What if you know what's coming back?
Sounding. Jesus Christ, Flames.
You know what else is coming back?
Flames' knee? Is that as short
now? You know what else is coming back?
Fucking what?
Under the Dome.
June 30th. Whoa. How did you make that noise? It sounded like you were having static in your throat.
Are you Under the Dome season 2? Are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch. At least I want to find out what the fuck.
You don't even remember, do you?
Yeah, remember they were going to hang that guy out in the fucking public everywhere, and then like Dean whatever... Dude fucking from Breaking Bad fucked everything up, and then he had sex with his uncle's girlfriend's son in the butt.
Yeah, and those two brothers
fucked everybody.
No, those two brothers have to fight in front of the governor.
Dude, that's a different show.
Oh.
That's The Walking Dome.
Oh.
Walking Dome.
When's that show never coming back?
Oh, it got canceled, I forgot to tell you.
No, it did.
Hey everybody, if you're listening out there, Walking Dead officially canceled. It's never coming back for another season.
Yep.
I've pulled the plug on it because I was tired of them exploiting my series in such a negative fashion.
You can watch season 2 now of Under the Dome.
You can.
On CBS.
.com?
Nope, you can watch No One Is Safe.
Well, now that I know that, I've got to get out of here. I'm going to have to go watch Under the Dome.
Stephen King's going to write the first episode of season 2, and then he's going to hand it off to some people that don't know what they're doing.
That's what I'm afraid of. It's going to be shitty before long.
It already is. Come
I know.
On.
I know. I know.
It's
I know,
no Langoliers.
I know, I know. I know. Langoliers was dumb, too. Don't try to say it's
what?
Better. Don't try to say that the dome is not as good as the Langoliers.
Is Langoliers the one in the plane?
Fucking bulky, yeah.
Bulky.
Fucking bulky. He was on it. He was the main.
But it had that one guy in there, too. That guy that was the pilot.
Yeah, the plane flyer.
Mm-hmm. The guy who flew the plane?
Yeah, the guy from Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, who was
he,
I don't remember.
He was in the Langoliers.
Yeah, but who was he?
David something.
Spade. Yeah, David Spade.
He should play the Langoliers. He should play Balky.
On the Perfect Strangers reboot?
Yep. Who would play Larry? Stephen Wright.
He's too old, dude. It would be Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf.
I could see David Spade being Balky, though.
And Shia LaBeouf would be Larry. That'd be great. I think we have a hit on our hands. And on that note, we're going to split these last two pieces of pizza three ways.
That's funny.
You guys ever have a pizza three-way?
A pizza three-way, three ways for a pizza.
Hey, don't forget to go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com.
Do it or I'll kill you.
And click on all the links, especially the ones
kill
that say,
you.
One says Donati. We could use money, so you want to Donati to us. Donate, if you're from France, you donate to us. But
Donati.
In English, we say Donate. And also, you can go to Amazon, shop Amazon link, and buy some shit. They sell shit on there for the upcoming shit fest.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know where else you go. Go, you can go to hell. That's all I
go
say.
Go to hell awaits.
Go to hell awaits.
Yep.
That's a mix between some Alice Cooper and some Slayer. You can go to hell awaits.
When's Slayer going to do an acoustic album?
God, I hope never. Kerry King's a dick. I don't like that guy anymore.
You don't like those guys?
I like old Slayer. Anything from 1983 till yesterday.
Only two guys are the same, aren't they?
Yeah. But the drummer was in the band for 10 years, so... And now he's back. That doesn't make it okay. I don't know. If Kerry King wasn't such a dick, I think I'd like him better, but...
What's his middle name? Does it start with a K?
No, I think it's...
A?
Fred.
Does it start with A?
Oh.
It was
Oliver.
Cock.
Kerry Oliver King.
Kerry Oliver King?
Yeah. He's a real cock. Kerry Oliver King. You don't know Kerry Oliver King? He's a little cock. Hey, you guys, I don't know what I'm saying, but come out to the fucking shows that are on my website, terrygal.com. I think there's only one up there. And tell friends about our show and send us money.
Yep. See if you can Facebook message or tweet to Matt LeBlanc and tell him about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Other friends.
Yeah, all of our friends.
Mm-hmm. Oliver's friends.
Oh, don't forget about Oliver Bush.
Oliver friends.
Adolf Oliver Bush.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Flames.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time on the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
On the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Peace out, Knuckles.
Yeah.
That's your new nickname, Knuckles.